had a great week thus far. Definitely, again, want to pray for the vacationers, amen. Hey, I miss them. I believe we're on. All right. Just for a little while tonight, if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to read some good things tonight. We'll start in verse number 1. It says, "For we know some things, that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." You know, the world can't say that. The lost cannot say that, amen. But we as Christians can say that, and you're talking about shouting grounds. Let's read it one more time. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Amen. I tell you what, that makes me want to run the aisle. Amen. "For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked." I'll tell you what, the world's going to be caught naked one of these days. It'll be eternally too late for them. I'll tell you what, now's the day of salvation. If we got family and friends that need to be saved, I'll tell you what, we ought to be praying for them, preaching to them right now, amen. Because one of these days, it will be no more, and it'll be too late. "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened not for that what we would be clothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life." Boy, I tell you what, isn't that good? Did I tell you what? God can take this old flesh we got, and He can take it and use it for the cause of Christ, amen, but it's going to be in Him. Says, "Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God," letting us know who it is. We know who it is. "Who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight." Isn't that something right there? "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." It's our desire tonight, Brother Eddie. "Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." Are you accepted tonight? Are you living in such a way that I'll tell you what, God's accepting in your life? That's a thought. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." I think some of us forget that or sweep it under the rug sometimes. I know I do. And then He'll bring this to my mind and my remembrance, and I'll go, uh-oh. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me back to reality, amen. I'll tell you what, and letting me realize I'm just a pilgrim passing through. Heaven's my home, and I'll tell you what, I thank God for that tonight. "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done." I'm not going to give an account for what my wife's done or what Brother Jared's done. But I will give an account on what I've done and not done, whether it be good or bad, amen. It will not be swept under the rug. Right. "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord," isn't that something? We know what's going to happen. We know the terror of the Lord. "We persuade men." Are you persuading tonight? Or are we just living our life, and I tell you what, getting up, making money, doing the thing, and forgetting about God, forgetting about the terror of the Lord. It's easy to do that, amen. Just living in this old body and dealing with the world. But that's no excuse tonight. We know better. We persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. I'm going to tell you what, it's not ourself, even though that we make it ourself. We ought to be living in such a way that we magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 365 days out of the year, 24 hours a day, amen. We again have no excuse, amen. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, now, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Now this is my text verse tonight. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Joe, lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, are you saved tonight? Amen. Are you in Christ tonight? Amen. I'll tell you what, we ought to act like it. We ought to live like it. Amen. He said there's some things. He is a new creature. I'm going to tell you what, are you a new creature tonight? If you're saved, you are a new creature. And God has to remind us. Amen. I'll tell you what, you may have been the biggest road whore in Nacogdoches County. But once you got saved, you're no more road whore, amen. You may have been the biggest drunk around, amen. I'm going to tell you what, but if you're a new creature, you're no longer a drunk, amen. You may have been chasing women and a fornicator in the old life, but now that you're a new creature, amen, all things are passed away, and you're no longer a skirt chaser, amen. I'm telling you what, you living in such a way and you're having, and listen, I know we're all of like passion and we battle this flesh, and I'll be the first to tell you, I battle it every day, but that is not my life, amen. I'll tell you what, I'm a new creature in Christ and we ought to be living and acting like it, amen. I'll tell you what, are you a new creature tonight? He said, a new creature, old things are passed away, that old life. You were once going to hell in a handbag, I'll tell you what. But now that you're a new creature, you've got a new home waiting on you tonight. That is shouting ground tonight. I'm going to tell you what, no doubt that we'll still be battling, but the Lord has already won the war, amen. He just wants us to realize we're new creatures. The battle's still going to be there, but I'll tell you what, the war's already won, and I'll tell you, we ought to be living and acting like it. All the old things are passed away. Then it says, behold, all things become new. I'll tell you what, our old nature is passed away. Our old wants and needs, even though we may have to battle some, ought to be passed away because we're a new creature. I'm going to tell you what, behold, he says, all things become new. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Amen. I was once blind, but now I can see. I'll tell you what, that ought to make us want to shout tonight. What about you tonight? Are you here tonight? You're still just the old man. You're not a new creature. Don't leave or walk past those doors without making it right in Christ tonight. I thank God for being so good to us, being good to this church. I'm going to tell you what, look at these new families that's come in. I tell you what, the battles that we're going through, the sickness and in health, we can all go through it in the new man, amen, and be there for one another. It does matter. It does matter. And I'll tell you what, God is good and he's still on the throne. Always keep your head up if you're a Christian. I'm going to tell you what, if you're not, it's time to make it right. But I'll tell you what, we all need to pray for one another and realize that we're here not for ourselves and not for ourselves only. It's for the world and it's for our family in Christ. That we may live in such a way and help one another, pray for one another. So much, so easy to be and live in that old man to where, listen, it's easier to talk about, lie about, make stories about. But I tell you what, we ought to be different. We ought to love one another. Y'all pray for me as I'll pray for you, and I'll be glad when the home folk gets back, amen. My house is awful lonely without them kids screaming and hollering. So let's all stand. Brother Nolan, why don't you dismiss us?